I tell you, if I don't have anything else when I get to heaven but four children who look at me and say, thank you for giving to the Lord, I'm a life that's been changed. Yeah. It will have been worth everything that I have done. And so I'm thankful. Kids, thank you for coming and supporting us. Jim Cash is going to come. He's been an evangelist in the Church of the Nazarene for longer than many of you have been born. And Jason told me that I was his second favorite preacher. We're going to let you hear his first favorite preacher. Come on up here, Jim.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you on?
I should be.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for that ministry and song. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus.
Amen.
I could say that I'm emotional because I'm here with my son. And I'm glad.
Amen.
And I probably am.
Yeah.
I'm glad he came back where he needed to be.
Praise the Lord.
Always knew he would.
Uh-huh.
I just didn't know him.
Uh-huh.
But I knew he would. And I'm glad he is.
Praise the Lord.
That's the power of the blood.
Yes, it is.
See, God gets a hold of us, and he never lets it go. He doesn't play fair. He'll get you. He'll really get you. And he'll bring you back. Glad my mom could be here today. And I'm always thankful for my lovely, beautiful, wonderful wife.
Yes.
We just celebrated 38 years.
Yeah.
But I'm not just emotional today because of my son. God is here.
Yes, he is.
God is here. There is power in the Lord this morning.
Amen.
Power to take care of anything that's bothering you, interfering with you, knocking you down. You can get up and you can move on in the glory and the power and the beauty of the Lord today.
Amen.
So thankful the pastor's family could be here today.
Yes.
And thank you for allowing me to be here to minister. And Dad get to sit with you and enjoy you. And I get the joy of ministering to the whole church family, and especially to my family today. You know, I remember when I first started preaching, the hardest thing in the world was to get something that lasts 10 minutes. Now it's hard to get something that won't last 10 hours. And, you know, of a past of preaching and hundreds of messages and hundreds of thoughts, how do you, you just got to be open to the Holy Spirit, amen? And let the Holy Spirit bring you down to where you need to go. I, you know, I can't promise you I won't run around or I won't, you know, jump up and down. And if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. It's okay either way, amen? And if you like to shout and you like to praise, you go right ahead. If you're just one of those quiet peoples and you're jumping up and down inside, you just don't know how to let it out, that's all right too. As long as you worship the Lord and enjoy the Lord today, amen? But be obedient to him today. If he tells you to get up, if he tells you to come and pray, maybe God the Holy Spirit's ministered in your heart already. And if you want him to come here and seek him and find him anytime you want to.
Amen?
Well, the scripture that came to me and the Holy Spirit brought to me was this one from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45. I promise I won't be like Paul. I won't preach all night. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 45. And I want to say a special thank you to Pastor and his wife. I couldn't have prayed. I did pray for the right pastor, the right person to be there to touch Jason's life. And I couldn't be happier. Pastor. I couldn't be happier. I mean, I heard about you, and what Jason felt about you, and what I saw in you. Hand of God.
Amen.
Hand of God. I couldn't think of anybody to touch his life than you. I know God's in you. I know you've been filled with the Holy Ghost. I know you follow the will of God. Folks, that means everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
I've promised I won't charge you for this extra stuff. We'll talk about, and I'm a perfect example of it this morning, what I'm preaching about.
If you need a good church to start coming to,
what was that, John?
If you need a good church to come to.
Okay. Here's the text. And so it is written. The first Adam became a living being. Here's the good news. But the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah. That's why we're here.
Yes.
You know, Adam messed up.
Yes.
Sin came in, destroyed the thing, and messed it up, and caused us to be born into sin and born into death. But friend, Jesus, the second Adam, made it right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
He made it all okay. Now we came from him. You know, we're born in sin. We're conceived in iniquity. But friend, you know, it's just like, I'm glad God made a way. But I didn't understand it. I didn't think it was fair that I had to pay the price for what Adam and Eve did. But I understand God made it right. Amen. You see, God knew, God took care of it, what it was like for me. I was born in sin. I was in the river heading toward hell. But God threw out the lifeline. He threw out the lifeline. He pulled through out what I needed to pull me out of the river of death, to pull me out of the river of sin.
Yes.
He came to change me completely from the inside out. Amen. He will change you completely from the inside out. Oh, you'll still be you, but you're going to be a better you. Amen. Yeah, you see, we inherited some things. Can you imagine what it was like before the fall? Because of the fall, we inherited fear and physical needs and limited capacities and limited abilities, and we fight against pride and culture and sin and death, but we've been set free by the power of God. We've got a new inheritance. I am the Father. God is the Father, and I am the Son. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm a brother of his, and he's a brother of mine, and I've been made new in the Lord. That's what this is all about. The first Adam became a living thing, and the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
Yes.
Verse 22 says, "For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive."
Amen.
Yeah, folks, Adam might have passed these fears and things over to us, but Jesus passed something else.
Yes,
he passed virtue and power and eternal life. Friend, I'm never going to die. I'm just going to pass from this life into another. Amen. I'm going to get a new body. I'm going to live forever. And the question is, where am I going to live? That's your decision today. You're going to live forever, but where are you going to live? You're going to live in heaven in the glory of the Lord, or you're going to live in hell in the pity and the torture and the eternity of hell? Which, heaven or hell? Friend, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I serve God not because I'm afraid to go to hell, but it was a good thing to get me that first time. Yeah, when I was young, little in the church and impressive, I didn't want to go to hell. And it brought me to God. But it's a whole lot bigger than that. It's a whole lot better than that, amen? Let him bring you to himself this morning, amen? See where God created us to live with him. And you know, if I was writing a book, I would put one of these squares around this because I think it's so important. You see, what we need to do is to get our identity right.
Yes.
And we need to think as children of God, not children of the devil. Amen?
Amen?
See, we are not men of flesh, women of flesh, temporarily acting spiritual.
No.
See, that's not it. We are spiritual beings temporarily living in the flesh. But friend, we're going to be set free from this flesh. Amen?
Yes.
And we can be set free, loose to serve him and love him today, because we've got a second Genesis. We've got another beginning. We've got a new beginning. Yeah. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the book of John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and was not anything that made was made without him, and in him was life. And that life was the light of man.
Amen.
And that life Well, yeah, that light came in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. That meant that the darkness could not put out the light of the sun.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, hallelujah. And Satan of darkness cannot put out the light of God, and he can come and light your life and set you free.
Yes,
yeah, it said he came of his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God. Yeah, see, I'm new. I'm a child of the King.
Yes.
And that's what's going to set you free today, being a child of the King.
Amen.
Yeah, friend, I'm new. I got a new identity. I've been born in God. I'm not a sinner. Say I'm not a sinner. Unless you are, then you need to come to the Lord today. Amen. Friend, you're either a sinner or a saint. You can't eat it. You can't be in between. Amen. You either know God or you don't know God. And to know God is to know life, and to not know God is to know death. I'm not a sinner. Oh, I wrestled with it. I wrestled with the fact that I told my wife, I meant to tell Steve, I said, Steve, if I do this, mute me for a minute so it won't gross everybody out. I'll need to clear my nose a little bit, you know? I hate that. I don't like that, but that's how I am. And that's, maybe somehow God uses me, I don't know. So, you know, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ, Galatians 2 and 20. Yes. Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, and it's not I who lives, but it's Christ who lives within me.
Yes.
And I live in this earth and flesh and body. When I get blessed, I weep. I weep. When I get emotional, I can weep. And that's just, you know, and that's a difference God has made in my life. He's put a compassion in me. He's put a love in me like I never knew before, and it affects different people differently. And for me, it affects me this way. So I told my wife, this is a two hanky day. Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I'm still in the flesh, but friend, I'm something more than flesh.
Yes,
I'm not just what you see. I've been born again, set free. I'm a child of God. Yeah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Yeah, let me see where I'm going here, because I've done, yeah, shoot. Well, friend, Jesus, I love the ministry, the worship team, and the special singing today. Everything was just so right on. Friend, 1 John says, y'all done all right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. 1 John says, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God.
Yes.
Friend, you are the sons of God. Ladies, don't let it bother you that you're the sons of God, because I don't let it bother me when it says I'm the bride of Christ. Yeah, amen, friend. Yeah, it's okay. I'm glad I'm the bride of Christ. I'm glad he's going to welcome me in. I'm glad I'm going to get to be at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Yeah, I'm glad I'm going to trade this body of flesh. I'm going to trade it for a new body. We've got new life, eternal life now, and one day we're going to get a new body to go with it.
Yeah,
yeah, amen, yeah. Woo. The very same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead can raise up new life in you.
Yes.
God can give you new habits, new thoughts, new desires, and new actions.
Yes.
Amen. Friend, don't you worry about it. Don't you worry about coming to God today. Well, I need to change this before I come. I need to quit smoking before I come. I need to quit drinking before I come. I need to quit acting the way I need to get rid of the girlfriend before I come. You come today and give it to God. And God will change you from the inside out. And it'll be gone. You'll be delivered and you'll be set free. Amen. Yeah. Christ-centered life. We are spiritual beings. And one of these days we're going to see the other blessing of it with a new body. But folks, we must trust God's ability to keep us more than we've trusted the devil's ability to defeat us and deceive us.
Amen.
See, that's his lie.
Yes,
you can live it.
Yes.
If you'll come today, you can live it. Teresa,
yes,
was a lady that came to the Lord in our church. I pastored Nitro Church of the Nazarene for 19 years. And Teresa came to the Lord. Her and her husband both got saved. And I've been witnessing to her for years. She was my State Farm lady that I'd speak to. And finally, her and her husband coming to church. And they're starting to grow. And Gary came to the altar. And Teresa came to the altar. And you know, you handle different people differently. Now, if this had been somebody else, my approach might have been different. But Teresa's wanting to join the church. And I knew she still smoked. I'm not trying to make, this is not about smoking. I'm just saying she knew that she ought to get rid of it. I knew she ought to get rid of it because she needed to, amen? And I said, Teresa, Sam, just be honest with her. I said, Teresa, I'll take you in when you quit smoking. Well, I'm trying to quit. I said, no, you're not. I said, you're not ready to quit. I said, you like it, you enjoy it, but you are going to quit. And about a month later, she was at a ladies' ministry retreat, and she asked for the prayer, and they laid on hands, and they prayed for her, and friends, she described it this way. She said, the Holy Spirit hit the top of my head, went through my body, and I haven't smoked one since, amen. Friend, don't you worry about your ability to serve God. God will enable you to serve Him. God will enable you to overcome the things that have pulled you under and pulled you back and pulled you down. Yeah, He'll put you on the solid rock that will help you to stand. Amen?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen, amen, amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:37. Yet in all these things we're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Amen. Folks, you got to realize your new identity this morning. You hear me? You all right?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Ephesians 2 and 6, it says, God raised us up with Christ and seated us with Him in the heavenly realms in Christ. Folks, we're not below or above. We've been seated with Christ. We're in a new place. We're in a place of authority. Friends, because we have surrendered to the authority of God, Jesus had authority upon the earth because He had surrendered to the authority of God. He was under the authority of God. And if we want authority over the devil, if we want authority over the things in life, we must surrender to God. Yes. And if we'll surrender to God, then we have authority over the enemy, yes, in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah, hallelujah, friend. We have authority in the name of the Lord today. Praise His holy name.
Amen.
And as a matter of fact, it says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper.
Yes.
Amen. And 2 Peter speaks to the fact that we've been born from above. We're a new creation, a partaker of the divine nature, and the nation of God, the nature of God. You know, hallelujah. In Colossians it says, we are alive together with Christ, positioned in the shelter of God's domain. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, now thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge everywhere. How do you know if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit? It's not speaking in 100 languages. Friend, if you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll have the fragrance of God about your life. You'll have the love of God in you, and you'll have the love of God moving out through you. Amen? Yeah, that's what it's all about, filled with the presence of God. Ephesians 4:24. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true identity and holiness. Amen? Yeah. I like that song, I Just Started Living. The chorus, the old song, I just started living, and it found me a brand new life, changed my direction, and washed away all my strife. Amen? Yeah. Washed away. I'm a newborn believer. I'm having a good time, you can tell, can't you? Yeah. Says, if I had hope in this world below, I'd be covered with trouble. There'd be no place to go, but then I met Jesus and I started believing. I got filled with His love, washed in His blood. I just started living. Don't you look at me funny, you old prophet of doom. I'm not one bit discouraged and I'm feeling no gloom. Amen. Yeah, because I'm a newborn believer. You see, we've got to get our identity in the Lord this morning. We've got to understand who we are. The enemy, the devil, wants to assign us to a life of poverty and keep us in a poverty mentality.
Yes.
And I'm not talking about dollar signs. I can be dollar signs, but I'm talking about a poverty of life, a poverty of spiritual existence. He wants to wrap us up in poverty and pain and depression through illusion. And we just need to step out into our identity through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I need to accept, believe, and apply the Word of God in my life. I was getting ready to prepare to preach this message. And I started having those, I told you I'm human. But I started having those human doubts. I had so much to choose from. And I looked into the Word and concentrated in the Word. I went to bed that night thinking about, that's what I got to preach. That's what I got to proclaim. And this doesn't happen very often, but the next morning I was laying in bed. And I'm hardly ever laying on my back. I'm always laying on my side. And as I was opening my eyes, the Holy Spirit hit me and drove me down in my bed. And I could see the difference as light and day as carnality and spirituality. This text, the old Adam, the new Adam, gave us back what was lost. Friend, it's radical. I mean, it literally pushed me down in the bed. And I'm like, wow. You know, wow, God, I didn't expect that this morning. I'm going to preach that text. I will do it. Friend, so glorious, so wonderful, so powerful. And we must move beyond our poverty mentality.
Yes.
That brings darkness and creates bondages of things in our life, and it's hard to let go. Friends, went on a hill far away. On a hill far away, Jesus crashed the gates of hell.
Yes.
Friend, he did. He won the battle. He conquered the devil. The Bible says he disarmed.
Yes.
Colossians 2:15, being spoiled, defeated, all power and forces. Friend, we've got power in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ gives us power. And we have power against the destructive weapons of the enemy.
Yes,
if we think differently, that's a lie of the devil. We've got to cast it out in the name of the Lord and put new thoughts within. Amen?
Yes.
Because he disarmed the enemy's weapons. He disarmed them. He disarmed sin and death, hell and the grave.
Yes.
Friends, sin could not tempt him. Death could not defeat him. Hell could not keep him. And the grave couldn't hold him down. Yeah, amen, friend. That's not just for Easter Sunday. That's every day of our life.
Yes.
And the battle that we are in, the battle of our life, is to walk in our new identity in the Lord.
Yes.
For whosoever, 1 John 5:4 says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Faith
yes.
in God.
Yes.
Victory in the Lord. Friend, we're to believe what God says about us,
yes.
not what the enemy says about us. God loves you. God loves you this morning. Behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed on us that we should be called the sons of God.
Yes.
Woo! He loves you.
Amen.
He loves you. Say, he loves me.
He loves
you. Oh, yeah. Turn to your neighbor and say, he loves me.
He loves you.
Yeah, turn to your other neighbor and say, he loves me.
He
loves you. Oh, friend, he loves you this morning. He has the best for you this morning.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though our outer man is decaying, our inner man is being renewed day by day. Yeah, amen, amen, amen. Folks, we're not just soldiers of the cross. We're heirs to the throne of God. His divine nature permeates our soul, transforms our minds, transplants our heart, and transfigures our spirit.
Amen.
I've got a new identity, amen?
Yes.
He made a change in me. Yeah, I like that song. I don't have the voice, but I got the heart. And sometimes I just think of the course, you know, he made a change. He made a change in me. He made a change. He made a change in me. And I thought, what song is that? It's sung by the cathedrals and some others too. He made a change in the way that I'm talking. Old things passed away. Behold, everything new. He made a change. He made a change. In the life that I'm living, I'm born again, set free, finally forgiven. And if he can make a change in me, he can make a change in you. Yeah. Oh, the verse says, well, I've seen some old friends shaking their heads because they never thought they'd see the day when a sinner like me would praise the Lord or bow my head to pray. Well, I'm not what I used to be. You see, my life's been rearranged. Well, there's nothing that I've done, but I've found someone who definitely made a change in me. The other verse says that when Paul met the Lord on Damascus Road, he never was the same again. And friend, you shouldn't be. If you're here this morning and you claim to be a child of God, you should not be what you used to be. And if you are, you need some more changing, amen? Yeah, come on, it's okay. When Peter met the Lord, he left his boat and started fishing for men. Well, I may not be Peter or Paul, but one thing I can truly say, when I met the Lord, he made a change. He made a change in me.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, praise his holy name. Friend, I couldn't have picked better songs for what God's doing today. Could you? I mean, you did what God wanted you to do. could not have picked better song. They ministered to what the Lord has done and what the Lord wants to do in our life today.
Yes.
Amen. You know, I didn't get excited when Jesse came back to church. I got excited that he came back to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm glad he came back to God.
Amen.
Yeah. It's not the church. It's not the building. It's not the, it's Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, it's the atmosphere. Called out people of God that have been called out for a purpose.
Yes,
that's the church, the Spirit of God, the family of God. That's what it's all about.
Amen.
I don't want him to get caught up in the workings and the things. I want him to get caught up in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
I want him to get so lost in Jesus that he'll live that way forever and
yes,
never be any other way.
I
want him to love Jesus when he gets up. I want him to love Jesus when he goes through the day. When he's got a problem on the job and the thing just won't turn out quite the right way, he can be praying to God under his breath. He can be praying a prayer even if it's a prayer that nobody else can hear. He can be saying, God, show me the way. Show me how to make this thing work right today. He's smart and he's intelligent, but sometimes, friend, you need the help of God.
Yes,
amen. I'm glad he's talented. I'm glad he's gifted. But friend, we need the help of
yes,
God. Amen.
Yes,
yeah. I want us. I want you to find that love in Jesus today.
Amen.
And the song said, if he made a change in me, then he can make a change in you.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Well, we're vessels of God. That's what I'm trying to talk about. And I think I probably talked enough. Folks, we must cast off the things that hinder us,
yes,
the things that hurt us,
yes,
the things that harm us. We need to cast off the rocks of offense. Cast them. Somebody hurts you, cast them off. You're a child of God. Doesn't matter what they've done to you, what they've said to you. People used to walk up to me, I'd say, hey, how you doing? And they'd be like, oh, I think I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. And I'd go, well, you need to go back and go to bed and get up on the other side, amen?
Yeah.
We are not to get offended easy,
right.
Amen? We're a child of King. What's it matter? What somebody else thinks or says, it's what he thinks or says. Yeah. I get up in the morning, and maybe I'll probably just quit with this. He loves me.
Yes.
And you know what? I'm glad he's still working on me.
Amen. Praise
it's a work of a lifetime. Whew. I'll never forget the day. And my life's never been the same since God filled me with the Holy Ghost. I was a child of God, loving God, serving God, doing the best I knew how to do. And God started speaking and calling for that total surrender of everything in my life, everything that I was, everything that I would be.
Right.
Took me 3 weeks to let God get that kind of hold on me. I loved him, but you know, I didn't love him enough. I served him, but not with the heart I really needed, you know. And we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to be filled with the Spirit of God. 3 weeks. 3 weeks I pray. I pray every chance I had. I was in high school. I'd pray after school, before school. I'd pray at lunch. I'd pray at night in bed. I knew God was bringing Holy Ghost conviction. I didn't know it was. I finally realized it was that God wanted all of me.
Yes.
Finally, I came to an altar of prayer. And I've been arguing with God about, you know, how if I gave him everything, gave him all, I couldn't do this and I can't do that. And I'm not smart enough and I'm not tall enough and I'm not handsome enough and I'm not bold enough. And you know what? I heard God laughing. I kid you not, I heard God laughing. And God was laughing. And I started laughing too. That's okay. You can think I'm crazy, I don't care. I heard God, the Holy Spirit, laughing. He wasn't laughing at me, he was laughing with me. Well, he's laughing at me. But I started laughing too. I said, God, you're so right. Because God said, I'm laughing because you're right. God was laughing because he said, you are right. You're not smart enough. Wild enough, tall enough, old enough, brave enough. But if you'll give it all to me,
yeah.
I'll give it all to you.
Amen.
I didn't argue anymore, I just said yes. God, the Holy Spirit filled my soul, gave me a love like I've never done before.
Yes.
And friend, I say again, if God did it for me,
yes,
then he can do it for you.
Yes,
oh, friend, my life's never been the same. since I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And it gives me new infillings. He gives me refreshing when we need it, amen? Yes. Sometimes I'm not trying to give it all to you in one day.
Yeah.
He gives, sometimes we need a refreshing, sometimes we need a new infilling, amen? Yeah, we do. But we are the temple of the Lord. And we're living in this world. Sometimes the Bible word for vessels, pots, means a cracked pot. The Methodists came to my church one Wednesday night and they said, well, I had to come to the church of Nazarene to find out I was a cracked pot. Because I usually have 30 on Wednesday night, and that night I had over 100. There's a lot of Methodists. The lady said, well, I'm glad I came here to find out. And I said, well, she knew what it was. Yeah. We need times of infilling and renewal. And I'll quit with this, I promise. Unless God really does say the word. I want you to come to the Lord today. Uh-huh. If you're here today and you're not a child of God, I want you to come to Him today. I want you to come and be and know the Jesus that I know.
Yes.
If you're here today and you need a new infilling, you need a deliverance, I want you to come to God today and get what you need from God.
Uh-huh.
I've been a Christian since I was 7, filled with the Holy Ghost, since I was 17 years old, and I've had new infillings since then.
Yes.
A couple years ago, I wrote some notes to myself. Can I have a revival anytime I want? I asked some other pastors about that. Can you have a revival anytime you want? Really, can you? Can you have a revival anytime you want? And I wrote a couple other things down there, too. I found out you can have a revival anytime you want. Amen? Yeah, maybe you need a revival today. You can have a revival today. The whole church can have, or you can have one. And maybe have ourselves and get touched by the revival in you, amen. Yeah, you know, sometimes we let the world start creeping in. We start accepting things we used not to accept, saying the things we didn't used to say. And we need a refreshing. We need a washing, amen.
Yes.
And in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 5, it says we've been washed, we've been loosed. You know, we've been washed, we've been set free, amen. And sometimes we need a washing. Sometimes we need to be set free. And then we got this young guy about 21, 22 years old, going to college. And man, he just always lit up for God. We had a church prayer meeting for a week, every day for a week, for an hour. And you know, I in a setting like that, I can pray for an hour, you know. And I don't mean that the wrong way. Ministry's been good to me. Because it's forced me to do things otherwise I don't would have done. When I got filled with the Holy Ghost, I just run all over the place for Jesus, and the weakness in my life was being in the Word every day. You got to do that too. Because if you go long enough without doing it, you'll get empty. Amen. And I had to learn it. I had to learn. I enjoyed the fullness, but I learned I had to do something to stay full, you know. But Caleb was just so weak. You know, 5 or 6 men from the church, and young Caleb in there, we're praying for an hour. I'm good, you know, but then I'm thinking, well, it's probably been an hour. And because I started to feel a little bit of a limit to me that I'd have to push through. And Caleb, he didn't even slow down. He pushed for another hour, and I pushed with him. And he prayed about it for the righteousness of God and the purity of the Lord. And I went away from that place just feeling convicted.
Yes.
I did. I said, Lord, that young man, You've used him to convict me.
Yes.
Because I watched too much TV and I watched things I used to not would have watched. And immediately there were shows that I signed off on that I wouldn't ever watch again.
Right.
Not terrible, awful, you know, I wasn't watching smut, but the things I was watching, we don't need them.
Right.
Unhealthy. Some of these detective shows, some of these shows just, and I gave them up. And when I gave them up and gave them to God, I had a revival.
Amen.
The next revival I preached after that, I saw more healings, more deliverances, more salvations than I'd seen for a long time.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise.
Well, I've said enough. And everybody said?
Amen.
Jason, I love you. Hard to say it without crying. I love you. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're where you need to be. Honey, I love you. I'm glad you're here with church. Thank you. Thank you for loving me. puts off state. Pastor, I don't know what you usually want to do, but I want to open up the altar.
Yes, do it.
And there we go. Just play something to be all right. Let's pray. Folks, if you need a new life today, come and give it. If you'll come to get it, God can give it. Amen.
Amen.
If you need a touch today, He can give you the touch that you need.
Yes.
Just come and give it all to Him. And you know what? If you give it all to Him, He'll give it all to you. I tell you, folks, it's out of this world.
Yes.
I would not trade it for anything in this world.
No.
I would not trade it for anything in this world. We've got it. Won't you come and get it today? Father God, it's in the wonderful name of Jesus that we thank you and that we give you praise. Trying to follow, jump right in the flow and not hinder the flow this morning. You know, sometimes, Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes I can be silent. But it's you, Holy Spirit. You're so awesome. It's so wonderful. So life-changing. So empowering. What you can do in our hearts today if we'll just only surrender.
Yes.
Friend, if you're here today, I invite you to surrender. And if you'll surrender, He will fill you.
Yes.
He will save you. He will wash you. He will set you free from the sin that has bound you. A new creature in Christ Jesus. It hit me like lightning a couple mornings ago. It just literally hit me like lightning. The change that God wants to make in you today. And you'll like it.
Yes.
You'll like it. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to like it. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have strength for the day. You're going to have joy for the moment. You're going to have everything you need. Come. Come this morning. Come again. Come again.